Steve Eaton is a freelance writer who lives in Logan. He writes a column that appears in the Deseret News every other Saturday.
The other day as I was leaving work, a friend said to me as he walked away, "Fetch a gator, put lice on your bookend." I paused and smiled and said, "Okay." People are always saying strange things to me. I've learned to let go of those kind of comments. What he probably said was, "Catch you later, have a nice weekend." I'm in my 50s now, and for some reason, words seem to get lost on the way to my brain, which can make it difficult to consistently interact with people in appropriate ways. The other day, my daughter Sarah said to me, "Would you like some dog lips?" I looked at her. I looked at our dog. My dog looked at me. "No, thank you," I said carefully. I later learned that she had offered me chocolate. She pronounces it chocolate. I don't know if others understand what it's like to have their brains rearrange incoming messages. It's unsettling. For example, the other day I was on the phone when my boss came to me and said, "Go get your shorts, I bought a fish from my hat." When I hung up, I found her and asked her to repeat herself. I considered just getting some shorts and waiting to see if she'd show up with a fish in her hat. I decided, however, I had misunderstood her. You see, I've developed coping skills. Here's a 4-step process to go through in business meetings to avoid professional embarrassment. If someone says something odd, I try to determine how likely it is I heard correctly. For example, if someone in a meeting calmly suggests you flip, rattle, burp, smart your presentation, think to yourself, has anyone ever flip, rattle, burp, smarted their presentation here? If the answer is no, then you probably heard wrong. Replay the phrase using rhyming words in your head until you come to a combination that makes more sense. It works like this. The creeps in a bin of blues hay, hiccups will make you burn. Try it again. Jets meet again on Tuesday, fit trucks will churn. Try it again. Let's bleep again on Tuesday to frisk us so we will learn. Let's meet again on Tuesday and discuss what we have learned. If the last sentence sounds worse than the first sentence, avoid participating in the discussion. If you must talk, try to say something about, quote, our need to be proactive and synergize if we are to be successful. Or you could just say, don't underestimate the power of social media. That almost always works. If all else fails, feign sudden death. In some companies, if someone suddenly dies mid-meeting, they stop the meeting after the next agenda item and reschedule it to the next day. Sometimes, despite my best efforts, I'll get something wrong and get in trouble. For example, my wife sent me out for Doritos and some dental floss. She made a big point of telling me I needed to be back by 6:30 because she had invited some friends over for a dinner party. I almost got it right. I got back at 5:45 with a bag of Doritos. I also had 630 pounds of peat moss with me. I couldn't find rental moss. All wasn't lost. My wife, a veteran of candle and Tupperware parties, improvised. We sold 430 pounds of peat moss that night and launched a multi-level marketing peat moss company. So I admit I have a hearing problem. I should probably get a hearing aid. I have no problem with that, but I don't think it would be a very good time to get one. The presidential campaign season is just warming up. Now when the candidates say something that seems absurd, I just talk it up to bad hearing. Wouldn't it be frightening to discover they're really saying what I think they're saying? I think I'm better off waiting till 2013. This is Steve Eaton.